This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station. And good morning, my friend. About 6 minutes after 9 o'clock, welcome to the Wednesday, January 12th edition of the Wednesday Morning Talk Show. I'm Terry Toad. Alongside is everybody's favorite uncle, Uncle Ralph Niehaus. Once again voted in 2010, everybody's favorite uncle.
Yeah, got one vote.
One vote.
Guess who voted for me?
And were you properly registered? Of course you were. Absolutely.
Sure.
Well, we have a room full of ladies today, and we're going to be talking about lightening up Montgomery County. Shedding those pounds.
Yeah.
Doing it in the proper way. No crash dieting. Right, Jennifer? No crash dieting, right? Absolutely. Yeah. Joining us in studio, Roseanne Heck, Dean Reeves, Jennifer Putnam, Nancy Slepichka, and Vicki Fuller from the Fusion, from the Hillsborough Hospital, from St. Francis Hospital. And we're going to lighten things up here. But first things first, we got to do a little business. Our program brought to you by the Plummer Funeral Home in Litchfield.
At Plummer Funeral Home, we've been helping local families make final arrangements in advance for many years. We can help you plan ahead so that when our services are needed, everything will be in order and your family can begin the healing process without the burdens of having to make arrangements at the time of need. At Plummer Funeral Home, we make funeral planning easy for you. Plummer Funeral Home, the locally owned hometown funeral home, your neighbor and your friend.
Back on the Wednesday Morning Talk Show, and by the way, for all the cancellations and such, go to our website, WSMIRadio.com, and Randy will probably update them after the opening markets a little bit later on this morning. So let's talk about lightening up Montgomery County. Roseanne Heck, good morning.
Good morning, Terry.
Rosie, how are you, kid?
Good. Thanks for having us this morning.
Oh, terrific. Terrific to have you in studio. And let's talk a little bit about this. This is, what, the second year of it?
Second year. And last year, there was 658 participants, so we were really pleased with that. They lost a total of 4,896 pounds.
Wow.
So they exceeded all of our expectations. We had 144 teams, and of that 144 teams, 35% actually finished the four-month competition. So we were pleased with that, but we hope to exceed those numbers this year.
And we're talking about a program that, first off, is a county-wide program, and number two, free.
Yes, that makes it fit everybody's budget.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And the nice thing about it, like when you talk about it being countywide, county businesses have come together and make this possible. We have 18 sponsors. From that, we have the Hillsborough Area Health Foundation. We have St. John's Hospital, First National Bank of Nokomis, Journal News, National Bank, St. Francis Hospital, Litchfield Family Dentistry, Hillsborough Area Hospital, First Community Bank, Springfield Clinic, City of Litchfield, Montgomery County Realty, Roger Jennings, Montgomery County Nursing and Rehab, Litchfield Bank, Tops, Sullivan's Drugstore, and Weight Watchers. So a lot of people in all walks of life have come together feeling that it's important to start focusing on the weight and all the consequences that go with being overweight in a health-related field in Montgomery County.
So what are the consequences?
Well, I'm going to turn you to the two hospital representatives.
Ah, there we go.
We'll talk to Dean and Vicki.
Dean, you're it.
Yeah.
So well, what are the consequences? Are we talking here
hypertension can mm-hmm. be one.
High blood pressure, basically.
Right, right. People's blood pressure normally rises as they get older. There are things that you can do about that. Exercise is one of the main activities that will help to bring someone's blood pressure down, so we will be doing blood pressure screenings. We also will be offering bone density screening. If women especially have problems with osteoporosis or losing bone tissue, we'll be testing for that. Women can actually increase their bone density by doing weight training, exercising with different weights. We also will be providing balance testing. A lot of people have difficulty exercising because they don't have good balance. We have a machine that they can stand on. It will test their balance for them, and then physical therapy, can work with them or people at Fusion that can improve their balance and make exercising easier and safer for them. And then finally, we'll be testing people that smoke or have a history of COPD in their family can have a blood test done. Studies have found that the loss of elastin in the lungs or a deficiency of this can lead to shortness of breath. People that try to exercise and are having shortness of breath, it's very difficult for them to complete the exercises. So by checking this, there is treatment for it and it could improve exercise.
When we talk about weight training, and you said a weight program, it's very important, and a lot of people don't realize the importance. If you're going to lift weights, learn to do it the proper way. Mm-hmm. Or if you're going to work out with any kind of weight program, mm-hmm. learn to do it properly.
Yes. A lot of injuries occur by people running into the gym quickly trying to lift some weights without the appropriate training, and they wind up hurting themselves and they are worse off in the end than they would be if they were properly trained.
Usually, one of the problems with people, men or women, especially men, they'll try to pick up maybe twice as what they should be starting out with.
That's because of the dork gene, Ralph.
Yeah.
Come to Fusion, and we'll teach you how to do it properly. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll set you on a course that will help you. Increase that limit. We'll start you out at 5 pounds, and then we'll see where you go from there.
That heavy?
Yeah.
Start out small and work your way up.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You don't want to run a marathon without practicing first.
That's right. That's right.
I think Vicki's also St. Francis, yes. And St. John's are going to be doing some testing as well.
What sort of test are you involved with, Vicki, at St. Francis?
We're going to be checking cholesterol checks. So non-fasting cholesterols, check your HDL and LDL and find out where you're at with that. That kind of tells you an idea of risk for heart disease.
Mm-hmm. Explain HDL and which is the good, which is the bad.
Well, HDL is the good. I always think H is happy and high.
Okay.
We want that one to be the higher number. That's the happy cholesterol. It's the good cholesterol. The more of that one that we have, the less room we have for the bad, which is the LDL.
So basically, the good cholesterol will push out the bad cholesterol.
That's right. That's right. In a simple kind of, there you go, that's
okay.
It.
It's probably a little more involved than that, but that's for simplicity's sakes.
Yeah.
So that's my story, and I'm sticking with it.
Folks can call in ahead to register to get their cholesterol checked.
We prefer them too, yeah.
Okay.
Do you have the number?
Yes. It's 532-3896. That's Fusion. You'll be calling Fusion.
532-3896. Mm-hmm. All right.
We'll be doing those cholesterol checks from 8 until noon Saturday morning.
Okay.
That's one thing we hadn't mentioned. It's the kickoff. The kickoff event for Lighten Up is Saturday, this coming Saturday the 15th, 8 to noon at Fusion in Hillsboro, which is right next to Hillsboro Hospital.
You can't miss it.
That's right.
I think we've talked about a few of these assessments, and there's going to be 13 available. And Jennifer's going to tell you a little bit about all the different physical assessments as well. But I think we've got a nice selection of assessments that people are going to walk away with there with some numbers. And the nice thing, after the 4-month competition, they're going to be able to come back and see. This is something we added this year. Be able to come back, get those numbers again after 4 months and after they've lost some weight.
So basically, you're going to give the people a starting point and say, okay, your numbers – let's shoot for a goal 4 months down the line. And if you make this, these are what the numbers should be somewhere in this vicinity. And this means that you're well on your way to a more healthy lifestyle.
Correct.
Okay. So, Jennifer, what sort of assessments are you going to be doing here?
We're going to do some of the same ones we did last year with a few extras. The partial curl up test, which will test one's core strength and also their endurance. The push up test, which will test upper body strength and endurance. The wall sit test, which will test their lower body strength. Sit and reach, which will test flexibility. The hand grip strength test, which will test their forearm strength and their grip strength, which is always good for, you know, opening jars and that stuff as we get older. And also body fat test, which will just give us a good idea of, you know, of their weight, how much of that is body fat. So.
Okay. What's an ideal body weight or amount of body fat?
Well, for women, it's between 22 to 24 is an ideal one.
Okay, and men?
Men's a little bit less than that, probably 18 to 22.
And this is something that'll be you can help determine, right?
Yes.
And these tests and this
assessment? And then what we do online, Nancy has put together on our website, lightenupformontgomery.com, four being the number four. We have a list of all of our assessments and ways to improve those assessments and what your numbers mean. So we have all of our assessment charts on there, too.
I guess, Nancy, the good thing about all this is that when folks come in, they're actually going to talk to the people who are involved directly with all this, and if they have specific questions, you can answer them.
That's right. And then we try to have all the answers also on our website online, as she said, lightenupformontgomery.com. There's all the basic information about the Lighten Up program. You register online. You send in your monthly weigh-in reports online. We try to make it as convenient as possible for people. We've got some exercise videos online this year, lots of health and nutrition tips, a lot of links to websites that can help you. We've got recipes. So we try to make it a complete information online to make it to help people that way at home.
Let's talk a little bit about the program and getting involved in the program. I know you have teams. What about if an individual, just a person, wants to get involved on their own without being on a team?
Either one is fine. We encourage teams just because we found that when you have a team, you're accountable to your team members, and it's a much more successful. We saw last year that a greater percentage of teams stayed with the program than did the individuals. But if you don't have to be. We have monthly prizes for the team that has lost the greatest percentage of weight loss. And at the end of the 4 months, we have overall prizes for teams and for the top individuals. So we want both. We've just encouraged the team competition. Just in the past couple of days, I've talked to members of two of the top teams last year, one from Litchfield that won the contest last year. None of them are going to re-register this year because they managed to change their lifestyle and have kept their weight off. And so they are two real success stories and credit the team concept with being able to, you know, they all said we had tried to lose weight individually before, but just have being held accountable to one another, helping each other out with exercise and nutrition made the difference. And now they're all, you know, one guy had lost 70 pounds, the other lost 50, and they've kept it off for a year. And I think that's incredible.
And that's really the goal. Once you keep it off for a year, you generally keep it off.
That's right. You know, we could say that our long-term goal is the number of teams would decrease every year because we're having such success.
That would be wonderful.
It would be.
Where did this idea come about, Roseanne? Where did you grab this from?
Well, we took the model from a hospital down in North Carolina, and they had, you know, there's so many roadblocks as all of us lead such busy lives and are involved with our kids and maybe with our parents and our jobs that it's hard. But they come up with the idea of this web-based, and we thought it was a good model, and they won quite a few awards and had done it for several years. So we thought, you know, this could work here in Montgomery County, and who more likely to do it than Fusion, being a fitness center and for the whole county. So we contacted the hospital out in North Carolina. They gave us ideas of how to move forward, and I forget, Nancy, but they've got huge amounts of people.
And they've been doing it for 4 or 5 years now, and it's a year-round program at that point for them.
Oh, really?
They have, like, four-month competitions, but every 4 months they're doing a new competition.
Wow.
Yeah. So this year, you know, anytime you do a program for the first time, you hopefully learn from it and can just make it better the next year. I know this may be scary to some people that want to participate when we start talking all web. And maybe you don't have a computer. Maybe a computer scares you to death. Well, if that's so, you can still register at either St. Francis Hospital. You can pick up an entry there. Fusion in Hillsboro, and you can pick this up, do a paper entrance, and then I call in and report your weights every month. We don't want to give anybody an excuse that they can't participate in this program, including you, Ralph.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, we want you may not be computer savvy, so we're going to take care of you as well.
I don't know. Ralph comes up with some pretty good excuses sometimes.
Yeah. But the thing of it is, too, I'm real proud of our web page this year that Nancy's put together. There's a lot of good information out there, and she's made this easy to link up to, and you can get a lot of guidance from this Lighten Up for Montgomery webpage. But also, Fusion's here to help you, too.
Yes.
And we're going to be running some specials. People come in the last 2 weeks from the 15th to the end of the month. They can get 50% off the enrollment fee, so that's a big help. February, every month we're going to have specials. You can buy 10 group personal training sessions, get one free. That's a little bit like you was talking, Ralph, to do it the proper way. You can have professionals tell you how to get through this. We're going to do a walk-only card, where if all you want to do is come into Fusion and walk, you can buy one of these cards. And right now, it's good during the week, but we're going to extend that card so that they can walk on Sundays. Adult passes we're also lowering from $11 to $8.50. So you can go out on our webpage, look at all the different specials we'll be running, because, like I said, our goal is to really educate and help Montgomery County lose weight.
And there might be quite an education out there for individuals who have not really paid a lot of attention to their daily eating habits or whatever, and really haven't had a good physical or a good checkup, and they get those cholesterol numbers and they get that blood pressure number and stuff, and they might say, whoa, here, you know, I didn't realize I had all these things that needed some trimming or cleaning up. And it can be quite a shock to an individual who is not health conscious.
Exactly. Vicki, talk a little bit about that, maybe, that last year, how we've tried to improve that process this year, because we had so many waiting last year, and wasn't it, can you tell them the pre-registration will?
Oh, definitely, yeah. If you're interested in getting your cholesterol checked, make sure you call in to, what's the number again?
532-3896.
Yeah. To register ahead of time. That way it'll eliminate the wait time a little bit. It does take about 10 minutes for us to do the finger stick and process the results, and then we'd like to be able to have a few minutes to go over those results with each individual. So it's eliminate the wait time if you can call in ahead to get those checked.
When we're talking about lightening up, you're really talking about re-educating people and changing a lifestyle. It's not just a diet, because diets come and go. You're talking about a lifetime commitment, basically, right, Vicki?
We're talking about lifestyle changes, yeah. Definitely. We want Montgomery County to be a healthier place to live and for our residents in our county. So in addition to the screening tests and the kickoff event that's coming up this Saturday and all of the different physical assessments, then we're going to follow that up with some education programs for county residents as well. We'll be offering a nutrition class in January in Litchfield, January 25th. I'm going to talk about healthy eating, calories in, calories out, portion sizes, that kind of thing.
That's what kills me. Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
The end, right?
The end.
The end and the portion sizes.
Yeah.
So we'll have some tips on how to trim those down a little bit. And these classes are available to anyone in the county. They're free. Of course, all the participants for Lighten Up as well. Mm-hmm. And then I'm also going to talk on cholesterol on February 15th over in Litchfield, and talk about the good and the bad cholesterol, what it means. Once you get your cholesterol numbers in hand, you walk away, you think, well, now what does this mean? What am I supposed to do about this? You know, it's kind of overwhelming, a lot of information all at once. So this will be an opportunity for people to learn a little bit more about managing their cholesterol.
When it comes down to the bottom line, what we've always been told were eat right, eat the right amount, get plenty of exercise, drink plenty of water, get plenty of sleep. That's basically what we're talking about here. I mean, it's nothing new.
Exactly. Except, you know, like what you said, now supersized, everything's supersized. Yeah. You know, we want to get more for our money, and, you know, the French fries are supersized, the sodas are supersized, and it's hard out there to get back to, yes, being able to eat what you want, a variety of foods, but really watching that portion control, I think, is the key.
And what we do on a daily basis has a great bearing on what we eat. I always say we've become a grab-and-run society because of work schedules. Maybe you got 30 minutes at lunchtime to grab a sandwich or do whatever. So it's a grab-and-run type thing, and when you grab and run, you get into bad habits.
And we're not as physical as we used to be.
No,
you know, when
no.
I think about how my mom used, what she had to use to do to do laundry.
Yes.
It was a big day. You know, usually it was in the basement. It was in the basement. You had the O-Winger. Jennifer doesn't even know what I'm talking about. But
yeah.
You know, you took it out to the line, hung it up on the line, then come back, took it down. So it was a lot of physical activity. Now, you know, you push a button and not that it's still a job. I'm not trying to, but it's not as physical as it used to be.
Well, the old remote controls took a lot of the physical exercise.
Definitely.
Everything you got's got a remote on. Just punch the button, you know.
Yeah, exactly. So.
But that's progress as far as technology is concerned.
Well, sure.
That doesn't mean that it's still our responsibility individually to watch out
that's
for
that's why
ourselves.
We've had to get health clubs.
Yeah.
to come get some of that physical activity and back into our lives, because we're finding out it was so important when you talk of the obesity rates and so forth today.
Seems to me like in years past, when we had lots of farms and lots of kids growing up on farms, the farm kids were always strong because they bucked bales and they did all this sort of stuff. Now you have to lift weights to achieve that sort of thing when they would do that just through chores. So the society's really changed over the years. So here's an opportunity for everybody to sign up.
No, guys like you and me used to chase girls. We don't do that anymore, so we lost that exercise. You know,
the girls have got slower too, huh? Or the girls you're chasing.
They run slower, but we run slower too.
I never did run fast, Ralph. I don't know about you. Spend too much time in one spot. Let's talk quickly about the sign up again. How do people go about signing up? If they miss sign up on Saturday, can they still sign up?
Yes, and you can sign up at any time. There's open registration. If you don't get around until February, that's fine. Our goal is to get people involved. We don't have specific diets. We don't tell you what you have to do. We just try to help you do it. But you can register online. You can come to the kickoff event, which would we encourage, because we do have all these physical assessments. You'll learn some things. You can register at St. Francis. You can register at in person at Fusion at St. Francis. So,
and once again, our county is very fortunate that we have the health care systems in place that we do. And not a lot of counties can brag about two hospitals and a health fitness center.
And we cooperate.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, you're not fighting with each other, and everybody is really, truly looking out for the best interest of the county. So that's we're pretty fortunate here in this county. So get out there and take advantage of it. So. Were you in it last year, Ralph?
No.
No, you didn't? Okay.
No.
But how many pounds? 4,000 plus?
4,896.
So almost.
Over 2 tons.
Over 2 tons of flab. Uh-huh.
And when we started the competition last year, we said, let's lose a ton. So we, you know, more than doubled it.
Wow.
So
that's incredible.
Hope to see that again this year.
Yeah.
Are you looking or anticipating maybe larger numbers this year than last year? Or?
That's our hopes. That people, the word, they'll understand the program a little bit. You know, last year getting the word out and people being a little leery of exactly how this works. And this year, we got that word out. So,
will there be information available about how to shop, what to look for as far as calorie, fat content, that sort of thing? Will that information be available as well, Nancy?
I'll cover some of that information in my class on January 25th in Litchfield. Mm-hmm. And will you?
Online we have a lot of either straight information or links to places that will help you with that.
And real quick, we're about out of time, but that's one thing that we have a great advantage of today, because the grocery store shelves are full of food that is healthy.
Yeah.
And they're getting more and more.
Exactly.
It's not the high fat, high salt content. A lot of the manufacturers are trying to take into consideration health. So.
Exactly. You know, the education is so important, and I think that's what we're coming together, trying to get that out there so people are learning how to change, like Vicki said, lifestyles.
And Vicki, not only changing lifestyles for a healthier lifestyle, but it also in the long run is going to be probably less costly.
Oh, absolutely.
The overall quality of life will be a heck of a lot better, too.
Definitely. People will be able to enjoy their lives and spend less time taking medication and going to the doctors and enjoy the quality of life being healthy with and spend time with their families.
So Montgomery County, lighten up.
You got it.
Lighten up. And just call 532-3896 for more information, or be at Fusion 10 o'clock Saturday morning.
And if you're wanting
o'clock.
Those...
8 o'clock. 8 o'clock.
8
o'clock. I'm sorry. 8
it's
o'clock.
8 to 12.
8 to 12.
We expanded it to 2 hours this year because we had such a demand last year.
Great. Yeah. Wonderful. Ladies, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
A pleasure. Roseanne Heck, Nancy Slepicka, Jennifer Putnam, Deanne Reeves, and Vicki Fuller joining us in studio today. That's it for the talk show brought to you today by Plummer Funeral Home in Litchfield. Uncle Ralph, see you on Saturday for Sports Insanity.
Yeah.
And we begin our coverage of the Macoupin County Basketball Tournament on Saturday.
A lot of tournaments going on next
week. Lots of tournaments coming up.
Lots
beginning
of basketball.
On, yes, lots of hoops. Stick around, the man, the myth, and the legend. Yes, Earl Sarles. Up next with that opening market report here on AM 1540.